We're going to talk about taking accountability of ourselves. This is Romans 14:12. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. We're going to jump to James. Little James, come on, baby. My tongue's so dry, I can't. Come on, James. Where'd you go, James? Oh, for pity's sake. There you are. Okay, James 5:16 says, stupid Christian. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Okay, here we go. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Matthew 12, this is such a good one here. Matthew 12:36. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Ooh, that hurts. Well, I think we pretty much get the gist of all this. What was God was trying to tell me is that so many things happen in our lives, and it is to either teach us a lesson, it's to maybe use you as something that will show other people what God can do in your life, show you as an example. There's a lot of things, but there's sometimes we're going to have to just be accountable for the things we do in our lives, okay? We have a lot of things that go wrong. I'm a whiner. I do that a lot. And God's saying, you know what? I'm holding you accountable for being whiny. You don't need to be doing that. It's showing a bad reflection on my son Jesus Christ that died on the cross for all your problems. So he wants us to be accountable. And if we see our brother or our sister that's in sin, we need to go to them also and ask them to repent and then forgive them. So I just want to encourage you that sometimes bad things are going to happen, just like Barbara and Richard are going through this struggle. But one day you're going to have the house that you want and what God exactly wants for you. And I know that's so discouraging because you just want things. You would please just let something go right. But sometimes we just need to be held accountable, and we will be held accountable before God one day of the things that we do in our lives. The way we speak, the way we treat others, the way we don't help people when they need help, the way we do help people maybe too much. God doesn't want you to do that. Whatever it is that God has in your life, you're going to be accountable for it. We're adults here. We've been Christians a long time. People should be able to see the fruit of the Spirit. Larry, what's the fruit of the Spirit?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
That is so awesome. I think that's it. So people should, like, for instance, I shouldn't be the same in my Christian walk as I was 5 years ago. There should be things in my life that I'm closer to God with, or things that come up that I can handle them better because I know that God is there for me, and He's going to get me through everything. We need to get to the point where we go, God, whatever happens, I am yours. I trust you, God. I trust you with everything. Sometimes we're afraid to turn things over to God because we don't like change. Well, it doesn't matter. God's going to change in your life anyway. He's going to do things in your life that you are going to have to change. Change is good sometimes because it makes us more mature. It gives us new things to look upon like we didn't look before. It gives us a different attitude of how we're supposed to be. We need to mature in our Christian walk. We can't still be little babies and just, oh, nothing's working out, and crying all the time and all that. None of us in here do that. I'm one of the worst ones that whine. You know, I go, oh, God, here we go again. Somebody else is dying. Somebody else. You know, that's not being a good representative of the Lord, because the Lord will do everything in your life that he needs to do. And he will use any of us. You know, I think of Jay's little boy, Jacob. You know, they have him on the Make-A-Wish Foundation because his seizures are so bad. But God is using him in such a way that it's bringing more people closer to the Lord. Just like with little Kingston. So we all need to be in a place where if God wants to use us in any form or fashion, we need to be ready and available and be strong in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I know this really is bad right now, but you know what? God's going to work it all out. I have all the faith and trust in him.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling today, I know a few of us are, it seems like God never answers our prayers, but his timing is perfect. Mm-hmm. We want things right now. And if we had it right now a lot, we'd probably be in a lot more trouble than we are now. So I just want to encourage each of you that God has you right where he wants you. You're in the palm of his hands. But let's be accountable for our sins and how we treat people. Amen. When I was picking up Anita, there was this little black lady, and she was in the middle of the road. I almost hit her because she darted right out in front of me. She's just walking. And I felt so sorry for her. She looked like she maybe had some mental issues, like she didn't know where she was going or whatever. So I picked up my phone to call 911 so they could get her. Oh, there they are. And it wouldn't go through. And I'm going, well, this isn't good, Lord. What is the phone if I can't call 911? But, you know, we need to be caring and loving and compassionate to people. We need to show people kindness and niceness. And that's just what, you know, we need to love one another. And I truly love each and every one of you. I really do. I want the very, very best for each of you. Amen. I want Pam to get new shoes. I want Anita to be able to breathe. I want Dee Dee to have a place she wants. I want Clark to be with Shelley. I want Ruth to get so well that she can live on her own. I want Kathy and Biddy to be happy. I want Dawn's kidneys to get better. I want Brenda to get the things that she's blessed for. I want her to have more blessings. I want Barbara and Richard to have the house they want. I want Kelvin to have a good, strong life and that his left side becomes more active. I want Miss Fox to be happy and joyful and her left side be better. And John and his poor legs, I wish they'd get strong. I wish he could stand up. He'd be 10 feet tall, I think, Tex, and walk out of here. I want the very best for you. I'm just a human. God wants so much more for us. He wants so much more because he loves you so much. And I'm just going to take about 5 minutes to tell y'all something real quick. Yeah, y'all think I'm lying, don't you? 36 and a half years ago, my friend said, I want you to come over. I want you to meet somebody. And I was going, I don't want to meet nobody. I just got out of this divorce. And he was such a loser and an abuser. And so I went to their house. And here comes David Whitmore in. And I thought, no, I don't want anybody else. I don't want anybody else. And David turned out to be one of the nicest men I've ever met in my whole life.
Amen.
He's very caring. He's very loving. Most of the time, he's very compassionate if you pounded his head enough. But, you know, I met him. He had two kids. I had two kids. And we both loved kids, so that made it nice. And we had differences and stuff, but we decided to date. And I'll never forget, I went over to his house one day because he invited me over with my friend. And I was sitting on their couch, and Anna Ruth went, darling, are you going to date my son? I said, doesn't that sound just like her? I went, well, I don't know, Miss Whitmore. I'm not sure. Oh, please, dude, just date him. He's lonely. And I'm like, oh, my God. What a beautiful person she was. She was so funny, though. She went, darling, if you weren't called darling, then you didn't know her. But anyway, so she said, please date my son. And I said, okay. So we dated. I got to meet the family the first night. We went over there to have dinner with everybody. I threw a roll. Dawn asked for the roll, so I just threw it at him, and he started laughing. From then on, we just laughed and had a great time. So anyway, 35 years ago today, we got married. And we were healthy. At least 3 years of that was good. No, I'm kidding. And I laughed because at the time, we had fornicated, and we had sinned, and I had little Kimmy. She went down the aisle with us, but in my womb. So every year when we go somewhere, we take her with us because she was with us on our wedding date. And she goes, where are we going, Mom? I'm like, I don't know. We got to watch the cowboy game first. So anyway, so I just want y'all to appreciate your pastor. He does love y'all so much. He always cares about y'all and wants to make sure everybody's good and all this stuff. And he is a good man, though, and I just want to tell him thank you, that I love you very much, and I appreciate everything you've done in my life as my pastor and as my confidant and my good old buddy. So 35 years ago today, we got married. So that was all. Hopefully, we'll bring on a legacy. So we're going to, if anybody, just love each and every one. Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for people sharing, and that just makes it so much closer, Lord, that we're all in the same boat here, it seems like. And sometimes we have to go, Lord, Lord, there's a storm going on. Why don't you wake up and stop it, please? Make things work, please. Father God, I don't know what you have in store for us, but I hope that you give me the heart open enough to say, you know what, God? Whatever it is, we'll be here, and I love you. Whatever it is, I'm with you. I trust you. I give you my all. Father, just bless each and every person here again, please. Just give them your love today and assurance that you're going to bless them and get us through our trials, Father. Help us to learn what we need to, and help us to be a mighty warriors for you. We love you and want to be a good example of your love. We want your light to shine through us. Special blessings on the Earharts, Lord, and Dee Dee. I know that they're struggling so with homes and where they're going to see their home at. And, you know, everybody wants some place to call home, Lord. And for Clark, I know he needs a home one day, too. And just bless all of us in Jesus' holy name. Amen.